On this Veterans Day, celebrating the sacrifices and commitments of men and women in uniform to this country and to the various places around the world where they've been deployed, and places in America where they're deployed, and all of them face civilian life at one point or another. And on Veterans Day, it's probably safe to say that we don't want to judge our men and women in uniform on the challenges they face and the decisions they make in civilian life. But the Honorable Robert T. Russell Jr. joins us now, who is the founder of the nation's first Veterans Treatment Court. Judge, are you judging veterans in your service to them in this interesting new way of helping veterans deal with the challenges of civilian life? A veterans court, what is that? Judge Russell?
Yes.
What is a veterans court?
Yes, a veterans treatment court is a court wherein it's strictly dedicated and set up for veterans, and it's to assist veterans that are having challenges, some in challenges in readjusting back to civilian life.
And what kinds of challenges are we talking about specifically?
Well, some of the challenges, this being the treatment court, we address is issues with respect to mental health, issues with respect to substance dependency. And as a treatment court, our goal is to assist our veterans in becoming stable, functioning, productive back in the civilian world.
So it is welcoming, it is sympathy, it is support, but it's also you're judging people. It's a tough love kind of approach. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say, and I should also say Happy Veterans Day.
Yes, indeed, and happy to you.
To all our veterans that have given so much for our country and for our freedom and the freedom as we know it here in this country. So I'm very grateful to our veterans, what they have done for us. And I think Veterans Treatment Court and through a court system, it's a recognition that our veterans who have made so many sacrifices, including their families, that when they do return home, and sometimes they may not return home in the same state or condition as when they first left, that if they find that they are having challenges, and as a community approach, and the court being one aspect of a community approach, it's important that we do what we can to assist our veterans getting their life back on track.
All right. Well, court is in session here on The Takeaway. Honorable Robert T. Russell, Jr., presiding, founder of the nation's first Veterans Treatment Court. Tom Zaborowski, former Army enlistee, honorably discharged. Tom, how did Judge Russell help you?
Well, he got me to basically take a look at my life and, you know, get going on the right track. When I came home, I have an anxiety disorder, and I never really got the help I needed for it. I just kind of self-medicated with marijuana and alcohol, and you know, just kind of lived my life. But I wound up, it was a domestic violence call, and I wound up punching my phone, and I got a criminal mischief charge for that. But I mean, it was a silly charge, a silly call, but what it did is it scratched the surface of a deeper problem with me. And they got me connected with the VA, the right counselors and everything, and I started dealing with my problems in a real healthy way.
Well, that's great to hear. You're both in Buffalo, New York. Judge Russell, how do you find the people that you help, and how do you bring them into court? Is it all voluntary?
Yes, it is voluntary, and we actually started an initiative to work on early identification of veterans that are coming through our court system. And for those that meet the general criteria, one is a clinical diagnosis that treatment is needed and in order. And then secondly, for the most part, typically a nonviolent offense. And then what we do is it's presented by the various lawyers to the veterans that this is a program that will work to help the veterans get things stable and back on track.
Very briefly, Judge Russell, how many people out there do you think would use a service like this in the United States quickly?
Well, that's a hard question to answer quickly, except to say that we do have over 23 million veterans
Wow.
that have served in the United States and here in this country. And we have a close to almost 2 million now veterans that have served in the most recent conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. We do realize that from a number of national reports that 1 in 5 may be demonstrating some symptoms with respect to mental health. Most of our veterans are not or may not come through our justice system, of course. Those very few that do, if we find them, and we'll make an effort to find them, we'll do all that we can. And when I say we, I'm talking about myself, the VA hospital, health care system, our community health care providers. Will do all that we can to help them to get back on track, including housing, education, and things of that sort.
Well, doing the math, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of people out there. Tom Zaborowski, why do you think so many veterans end up trying to deal with these problems on their own and don't seek help?
I think a lot of it is because me personally, I just didn't know the help was out there, to be honest with you. But I think a lot of it is a lot of the culture in the military is to just go to alcohol. You know, and I think when you get home, it's one of the few things you have left to hold on to, because when you're, regardless of how much time you spend in there, you get somewhat institutionalized. And you get used to the structure of the military, you know, having your day planned out for you. And one of the big things in the military is the drink.
Huh. Well, you know, there's also an issue of asking for help in the civilian world. You know, you're more comfortable asking someone who's wearing the uniform, who's your buddy, rather than just asking
Absolutely.
For help from strangers.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's more trust in other veterans than there is in the general public, too.
Which may be a path to help people get service, veterans helping veterans, and that's really what we're talking about this morning. Tom Zaborowski, thanks so much. Former Army enlistee in 1998 and 1999, joined us from Buffalo. Also, the Honorable Robert T. Russell, Jr. Thanks for all you're doing, Judge, in Buffalo, New York, with the Veterans Court. Thanks.
And thank you, and I would just indicate it's been a pleasure. Happy Veterans Day to all veterans and their family. In addition, we also have close to 30 volunteer veterans who volunteer to mentor other veterans, and I think that's an important and a big component.
Well, the Veterans Court is always in session. Thank you very much, Robert Russell.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.